was talking about how instinctive Troy Polamalu is, and how hard is it to cover a guy who's just kind of all over the place?
Yeah, I was thinking the same word. He is super instinctive, and it's just unbelievable the knack he has for the game of football. And, like, the way he can just bust into a gap and just you don't know what gap he's going to bust in either, just come flying down from the line. So he's an unbelievable player, and you got to watch out for him. You got to know where he is on every play.
How do you prepare for something like that?
It's kind of like you really don't. He's a rare player, but you just watch film on him, see how he does it. You just prepare, like, think of different scenarios and stuff of what he can do. So he's a great player, and definitely got to be aware of him. And not just him, though. They got many great players in the team. They got a lot of size and a lot of strength, and you got to be prepared for their whole squad.
Tom made a comment about the offense being inconsistent, and it certainly has been. Can you explain, let's say, you going back into the lineup and how your play is specifically right now? Feel as though you're a little bit inconsistent?
Yeah, so we're definitely a little inconsistent, and it's just we just got to work together as a team more out at the practice, get the chemistry down as a team. Get the chemistry down with the quarterbacks, to the receivers, to the tight ends, Tom, to myself, throwing. And it just always just doesn't click like that. I mean, you saw our first half. I mean, we weren't that good and came out and played better in the second. But together, as a team, we got to play four quarters strong every game and prepare to the best we can this week for a good Steelers team.
Has it been frustrating for you, even though, let's say, you just came into the lineup, per se, as far as your play goes individually?
I mean, it's the game of football, and it's an emotional game, so there's always frustration shown when everything doesn't go right. But you just got to always move on, too, and that's part of the game of football. You got to move on to the next series. You got to move on to the next play. And so, therefore, I mean, everything hasn't gone positively, and we just got to work on that, on the things that haven't gone well. We got to work on that out in practice and be prepared for this week to the best of our ability to be ready.
Does chemistry change during the game because of the way the defense changes?
I would say so, yes. I mean, because you never know what you're going to get as coming out onto the field. You never know what defense that team, the opponent's going to play that week. So sometimes that's why there's practice, so you can prepare for a lot of situations. So hopefully you do see those situations that you prepared for, so you're ready and you're ready to roll. So it's just part of playing football, too, is if you see something you've never seen really before, it's part of playing football, and you got to be ready and you got to make plays still.
Red Sox?
It's awesome series, but, I mean, Ortiz, Big Papi, that dude, that way he looks at that ball, it looks like he's just playing softball back there and just cranking it. So that's how good his eye is for the ball. He's unbelievable to watch. So just the whole team, they got a great team, and it's an exciting series.
You'll be watching tonight?
Yes, everyone's watching. So great team, and hopefully they pull it off. You know.
Quick question for you. When do you know when you're in real football shape? I mean, do you know that right now? I mean, I know we've been talking about football shape and everything else, but when do you actually know that you're ready, you're there? You know what I'm saying? You're on the same page.
You're there. I mean, you're out playing the game, so that's when. I mean, it's kind of a tough question. When it's just all clicking, everything's going well, so. But, I mean, it's all part of a process, and you got to work together as a team so everyone's on the same page and everyone's doing the same amount of conditioning-wise to be on the same page.
Did you see Tom dressed up as the Cowardly Lion?
I saw it, so it looked funny.
Do you have a Halloween costume picked out?
Nah, not yet. It's a secret.
Thanks.
All righty, thank you.
Thanks a lot.